The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So just how bad was it? The owner of the popular burger chain In-N-Out says they closed the Oakland location earlier this year because of rampant crime and slow police response that were absolutely dangerous conditions for customers and staff. For more on this, we're joined live in the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, reading through one of the articles about this, the owners say that out of 365 days, they had 300 days of some incident or another.
That's right. And Lindsay Snyder, the owner, said that incidents ranged from robberies to car burglaries to out-and-out assaults, fights within the restaurant, and at one time a gunshot going through the store. You know, the closing of the In-N-Out Burger in Oakland's Hagenberger Road was the stuff of urban legends. I mean, what happened was it's one of the icons of California, fast food. The idea that they would close the store because it was so unsafe out there was sort of a turning point, or one of several, that hit Mayor Hsing Tao and led to a recall because people were upset with the rampant crime going on in Oakland. And in addition to the high incidence of crime at the In-N-Out Burger, the owner also says that it was the slow response time by police was also a factor. They didn't say exactly how long it took, but I will tell you that any second or minute that you're waiting for the cops to arrive when there's a fight and possibly gunplay going on is an eternity. And it wasn't just In-N-Out Burger. There were other businesses along that row, you might remember, that were equally hit. And it sort of was a thing that, like, Oakland can't even keep an In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. And how the heck is it going to get any better with the cuts they're having to make to public safety?
You know, that's an interesting one. When this happened, this got so much attention. And, you know, when attention gets to politicians, they react. And Governor Gavin Newsom didn't like the idea of this going on. And he sent 120 highway patrol officers to the streets of Oakland where they've been patrolling. That helped reduce things. They had a special, unit going out on Hagenberger Road. This is the road that basically, you know, runs from the Coliseum, Oakland Coliseum, to the Oakland International Airport. And tourists coming in and out of Oakland were being robbed at gas stations there. The Walmart had it out there, had so many car breakings into it. It had the number one location for car break-ins. It closed down as well for a variety of reasons. The Hilton Hotel out on Hagenberger closed down as well. So what's the latest out there? Well, crime is down, but then again, the businesses have closed where the crime was happening. So it's one of those things that crime is down, police presence is up. It's still a problem, still warning signs. And just so Oakland doesn't feel all that alone, just down the street a couple of miles in San Leandro, the In-N-Out Burger there has a sign at the front door saying, hey, crime is a problem. Please make sure you don't lock your valuables in your car or have them being seen. So it's not just Oakland, but Oakland really took it to, like I said, an urban legend area, and now we're still dealing with it.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.